To the Mountain by Bradford Smith. I am S. Webersaki, and I'm reading this 1936 book that was found in a Sherwood, Oregon library that was out on the sidewalks for sale. It was published in Indianapolis and New York, and is copyrighted in 1936 by the Bob's Merrill Company, publishers of New York at that time, and it displays a time in Japan in the 1930s, mainly in the Tokyo-Yokohama areas there. Yokohama is just slightly south of Tokyo, and back in the 30s, things were a lot different than they are today, or in the year 2012. To the Mountain. Within this tender story is the drama of modern Japan of the 1930s, the struggle between the old and the new, between ancient Oriental tradition and Western innovation, between the lovely grace of a knightly culture and the spirit of war and conquest, between the Western religion and Shintoism. It is a novel of beauty and significance. It broadens understanding and touches the springs of pity. At the center of our story is the ill-starred love of two charming young persons, Shigeo, S-H-I-G-E-O. Shigeo, a quiet, sensitive student, son of a rich and rakish merchant, Yamano, and gentle Kimi, or sometimes referred to with respect as Kimi-san. Kimi, rescued from a house in the Yoshiwara, to which her poverty-stricken parents have sold her at 15. Life seems to forbid them happiness either together or apart. If together, they dishonor the old tradition, for they are forbidden to marry. Yet they love each other too well to part. They find their own transcendent solution. And that was to go to Karizawa in Nagano-ken, or Nagano Prefecture, and end their life in the active or semi-active volcano Mount Asama, which I have visited many, many times in the 1960s, 1968 and 69. To the delight of the narrative and the great range of living characters are added on every page impressions of Tokyo, so vivid that they have all the illusions of reality, so unusual and so much of the present moment that they have the fascination of a newly discovered country. Such varied scenes as Kimi's family, the poor family, six of them living in a cold, tiny room, sleeping under rags, with only a little rice from the government dole, not sufficient to provide one meal a day. The family life of a rich oil merchant, a businessman's banquet, a stag party with geishas to entertain, a bathing beach as crowded as Chicago's. The unfortunate women in the Yoshiwara, described with a restrained and compassionate dignity. The departure and return of soldiers from the Manchurian War. Instances of heroism, the war propaganda. The crowded university, students striking and bossing their teachers. Communist students tortured into confession. Students picnicking and ashamed of their fright at a little earthquake. That was so common. Young people so patient, quiet, and controlled, we almost believe the Japanese can never be violent. Well, it depends on the person, doesn't it? Bradford Smith, the author of To the Mountain, was born in Massachusetts in 1909. And he spent some time in Japan, apparently. He is the author of a handbook of English and American literature published in Tokyo, and of articles on Japanese and literary subjects in various American journals and reviews. His pen is uniquely fitted to translate to us in fiction the psychology of the Japanese, a task requiring knowledge, sympathy, finesse, penetration, artistic discipline. A foreign country, he thinks, is not significant for its strangeness, but for the fitness of the customs to the people. To learn that fitness is to look abroad with eyes tuned as they should be, and to make one step toward the only kind of international understanding. But even more remarkable than his insight is the depth of feeling with which he touches and moves the reader in the tragic problem of Kimi and Shigeo. So let's go to the mountain, Mount Asama.